The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
3:07 on the Central Coast. It is Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Dave Congleton, welcoming you to another edition of Hometown Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. In this opening hour, we've got three different segments. Later on, it's Friday's Pie Day. We're going to enjoy the Dutch apple pie from Lynn's, one of my all-time favorite pies. We're also checking with Judy Mahon from Cal Poly. It's time once again for Angel Khan. We will explain. First, though, it's time for Pet of the Week, where every Friday we start things off by trying to find a great home for a homeless dog or cat or bird or horse, whatever County Animal Services sends our way. Regardless, Craig Hill, Pet of the Week is always brought to us by
our great friends at Cuesta Park Animal Hospital, creating a friendly, informative, and supportive veterinary environment while treating your pet as if it was their very own. Visit CuestaParkDVM.com for more information and to book your appointment today.
All right, sir. Thank you. We got two for the price of one. Longtime volunteer, Greer Eubanks. And the up-and-comer, Stacy Kay. Nice to see you both. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, yeah. Dave. It's great to be here.
And Stacy's full. She's wearing her Woods Humane Society sweatshirt.
Yep.
She lives, eats, and breathes animals.
Oh, I do.
If she doesn't have any
purpose.
Connection to dogs, yeah. She doesn't wear it.
Yep.
So let's start off on a serious note. We always talk about this, but we just got to remind folks, County Animal Services and most shelters throughout California are overcrowded with dogs.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's frustrating because, you know, we have a lot of great dogs, a great variety of dogs, they're not puppies, for the most part. But believe me, you know, dogs at 2 years old and younger, we got a fair number of those right in that range. And the variety of dogs. So I really wish people would take more time to consider animal services. For one thing, when you buy from a puppy mill, you're going to be spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And, you know, and there's no guarantee that
what
you're...
How do you know it's a puppy mill when you buy it?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, that's the whole point. Is it a puppy mill? What about the health of the dog? What was the breeding of the dog? And there are many, many dogs that, you know, they're not bred very well. And I can speak upon experience, of a dog that, was part of a puppy mill and has a cardiac issue and probably won't make it to four. That's the reality of it, according to the vet. Uh-huh. But other issues come up to play, too. So bottom line is, please be very careful. If you're going to adopt a puppy, get your facts first before you do the adoption. And better yet, come to Animal Services.
Stacy, talk about how crowded it is at Animal Services.
We're crowded, and it's overwhelming, and it's not being alleviated. You know, I want to just say thank you to all of our adopters and our supporters, because thank goodness we have had some dogs, cats, and bunnies adopted lately. So, so that helps. It gives us some hope, at least, but it's just getting so overwhelming because it's not stopping. We keep getting owner surrenders and strays in. And these are beautiful, wonderful dogs. The problem is we're getting more and more purebreds. So there's a poodle there, or was yesterday, right now. You know, we've got border collies, these, the heelers, what else? Great Pyrenees. These are dogs, sought after dogs that people are breeding.
You got a sheepdog there.
And not spay neutering. We cannot continue like this. California and Texas are the worst in the nation when it comes to the shelter numbers, the amounts of animals in the shelters, and euthanasia rates.
Well, things are, as we have talked at length, things are so bad over in the valley and in some LA shelters that they're putting puppies down.
They put litters of puppies down when they get them in. This is how they keep the numbers down. They're, you know, putting to sleep.
It's the only way to do it. I mean, it's sad, but that is, you're absolutely right, Stacey.
You know, even though they're trying to make, they're definitely making improvements by trying to spay neuter and getting low-cost spay neuter opportunities out there, we need help from everyone, from people, the owners, to reach out and ask for help so we can spay neuter and get this under control.
So, with that in mind, with that positive note, but here's an opportunity. We've got a beautiful, beautiful dog here, Jagger, who's already been over giving me plenty of licks. Very friendly border collie.
Jagger's about, again, young, 2 years old. Typical border collie markings, black, tan, a little bit of white. Nice size, I'd say. You know, obviously border collies are a little bit fluffy, so I would say 25 pounds maybe. 30 at the very most. Great energy, excellent health. It was an owner surrender, and the owner surrender had one most important thing to consider is separation anxiety. And I want to discuss that because I've had dogs, and I'm sure Stacy has had dogs too, that have that as an issue. It's not the easiest thing, to resolve, but it is not that difficult also. And it's very simple. You do it with treats. You put the dog in a room, for example. You leave the room for a very short period of time, seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. Back in, give a treat. Make it a little bit longer. And then within a half a day's worth of effort, you can really train that out of a dog because all they don't have a time sensitivity other than they just want the security that my owner is coming back. And that little time break with a treat, extend it with a treat, extend it a little bit more with a treat. It works. Trust me, I've done it.
I'm just going to point out this is a very, very affectionate dog.
Yeah.
He just met me. He's over. His paws are up at my lap. He's giving me licks.
Yeah.
Wants
I just
attention.
Got two cute pictures with you hugging on the dog and the dog looking at you just so happy.
Talk about the dog, Stacey.
This is a great choice that Greer brought in, and it just shows how many the great dogs that we have and such a great potential. And he looks like a purebred border collie.
Oh, definitely.
Black and white, some pretty beautiful fur, probably energetic and needs a job, but so affectionate and just lovely.
All right, we're in the process. Oh, no, we got him up. Craig, we got the photos up?
Yeah, there's some pictures up right now.
Facebook page, News Talk 920 KBC.
Correct.
You like border collies?
Yes. I mean, who doesn't love a border collie? I mean, classic, traditional, great dog.
Yeah.
And this one's very sweet.
And good with other dogs, too. I did a little kennel, walk, with Jagger, and, some of the other dogs were barking, and Jagger just kind of looked like, well, you're in there, I'm out here, or everything's okay with me. So he doesn't have that aggressiveness that you would have to worry about.
Border collies are smart.
Oh, yeah. Very smart. Very smart. Does no sit. Went up the stairs with no problem. A little problem in getting in the car, and I think that had to do with, quote, the separation anxiety, that if you worked on it, they would realize that they're not going back in their kennel, but rather, it's okay. You're going to be there. You will be back. Ought to be back.
We are in conversation with Stacey Kay and Greer Eubanks. We are meeting Jagger, our very special pet of the week, a beautiful, beautiful two-year-old border collie available for adoption. Let's get this dog a home. Let's free up some space at Animal Services. We'll come back and chat some more. I'm Dave Congleton. We're live. We're local. We're hometown. On Monday, we will hear from noted First Amendment attorney Robert Corn Revere as we continue our conversation about what's happening on college campuses around the country. We'll also put the community spotlight on our friends at the Vocal Arts Ensemble. It is the Dave Congleton Show, where, after news at the bottom of the hour, we are going to devour the Dutch apple pie from Lynn's. Meanwhile, we are back with Stacy Kay and Greer Eubanks, volunteers from County Animal Services with Jagger, our very special pet of the week. Stacy, remind folks what a great dog we have here in Jagger.
We have a great dog here named Jagger, and he's 2 years old. He's just laying on the floor, real beautiful, beautiful dog. Beautiful fur, hair, black and white, really sweet, very affectionate. We also have another border collie at the shelter who's three, a boy as well.
Yeah.
What's the fee?
$160, and that includes the license fee for dogs, $85 for cats, and $5 for the five or six rabbits that we have at the shelter. There's like four white ones, a brown.
White rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. So there's always a lot to see at the shelter.
So a couple of guinea pigs, too. John wanted me to mention the guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are, especially if they've been socialized, which apparently, according to John Zwemer, that is true. They're really very sweet animals, sweet pets, low maintenance. And if you have a couple of very small kids and you think a dog might be just too much, start with a guinea pig. It's the ideal pet for a young child. But back to Jagger, I wanted to mention that the perfect home for Jagger, obviously in very good health, would love to go out for walks, but more than anything, this is a kind of dog that is very, very attached to his people. Not just one, but his people in general, so the family as a whole. What I would say is, especially if you're a stay-at-home person, you work on your laptop or your computer a lot, and you want a companion, but you don't have time to be walking the dog 2 hours a day, Jagger could be the right choice. Jagger just wants to be by your side and be a sweet, sweet companion.
Very sweet.
Yeah. You can't beat it. Quiet dog. I haven't heard Jagger bark, but I really like the idea of this type of home where it's a calm home, but a stay at home person that just too busy at home to go out too much.
County Animal Services closed on Sunday, but they're open tomorrow. Yep. We want people to come out tomorrow afternoon and see this dog and adopt this dog.
Yeah, and you can do that. The best way to do it to make sure Jagger is there or any other dog you see in our website is to call the shelter first, 805-781-4400. I think the prompt is number 5, and then set up an appointment to come on in, and that way you didn't waste a trip down there for a dog that already got adopted.
And if you got another dog, bring it with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Would this make a good second dog?
Yeah.
Would Jagger be a good second dog?
I really think so, because I didn't see any reaction to any of the dogs in the kennel. But it's always temperament and personality. That's why you bring your other dog down and see how they get along.
All right. Other animals we should talk about.
Well, there's a bunch of them. I like Sta. Sta is a black German Shepherd, about 2-ish years old. We have last week's dog that was Maya. Maya is about 3 years old. That's the Brindle Boxer mix. Let me tell you something about Maya. You go for a walk with Maya, and then you stop. That dog will sit on a dime. I'm impressed. That's pretty good training. So a bigger dog, of course, but I really like Maya. I really think Maya's being overlooked. She's a sweet, sweet girl with great temperament and personality, and obviously some very good training, too. So please look up Maya on our website, and you'll get to see what she looks like. That is a great dog, and belies her size relevant to the ease with which she walks and the sweetness that she is, especially with other dogs.
All right.
Wow.
That's two.
Good description, Greer. Yeah.
Thank you.
Stacey, any ones you want to talk about?
Oh, gosh. There's so many here. Well, of course, we have the two guinea pigs. We have the rabbits. There's a really sweet dog named Brandy. Oh, she is adorable. She's one of my favorites. She's kind of like a medium size and a little wiggle butt, and she's just too cute. Yeah, definitely. And we have a couple of huskies that are adorable, too. One is named Marco. He's a bigger size, but he has a great personality and he's super easy to walk. And then we have a couple of smaller, like petite size huskies that are so cute. And then we have a dog that will have been residing in the shelter for one whole year. Next week, it'll be one whole year. And he is actually a very beautiful brown and white husky type, and he's actually a really good dog. He's just, for some reason, it's like a psychological thing when people see, oh, he's been here that long. Well, then he can be here longer, or, you know, something must be wrong with him.
What's his name?
His name is Ham, H-A-M. So we need a new name, and we need a place to live for him, because he is he's good with other dogs. He's nice. He's not difficult. It's just like a psychological thing.
And can't get a foster for him?
I don't know if anybody's.
He might have been out in foster, foster is just that. It's not a forever home.
Yeah.
And that could be a month, it could be weeks, and then they come back. And it's kind of like once they're out of the shelter, they don't get seen. So it's a little more difficult to get adopted unless the foster person takes the dog out and about, to advertise, so to speak, the availability of the dog. So again, fostering is great. But it does have its limitations as far as the ultimate goal, the permanent home. So lastly, I was going to mention, remember Lobo?
Yes.
Got adopted.
Yay.
Yay. Yes. Success story. Yay. On Lobo. Yay. Lobo was there for a little while, and Lobo's a great dog. Just a little energy, but that's what you get with a young dog. You get longevity, but you also have kid energy that you have to corral and get to train. And then you've got the fantastic, perfect companion for many, many, many years.
But we just circle back to what we talked about at the beginning here. Just overcrowded. You're out of space. You really need people to come in and adopt.
Come in and adopt. And we could use some volunteers. And I especially really would like to see more people in that 40 years and older, because they have more free time. You understand your schedule of the week, of the month, whatever. And that doesn't mean you have to commit yourself to a certain day all the time, number of hours all the time. It's open-ended to your schedule, your vacation, your needs, and then come on in. And believe me, you will meet some really nice people, other volunteers there, and it'll help you, they'll train you, and you're going to make some good friends.
Stacey, why should people volunteer?
You know, volunteering is great. It's great exercise. If you want to walk dogs, you can also do take care of the rabbits, which is, it's kind of a meditative thing, like as if you're gardening or something. The cats always need, we're going to be coming up on kitten season, and oh my gosh, they're adorable. Kittens are adorable. But they need some attention, So there's different things that you can do as a volunteer. You can always come in and bring snacks for us. That would be great. but also I want to give a shout out to adopters that we had a couple adopters come in and adopt Ella. Ella has been on the show. She's that black shepherd that liked to play fetch. And she actually, I think I brought her. She was kind of crazy in the shelter. She was losing it for 9 months. And whenever I would take her and anyone would bring her out of the shelter, she was calm and just so wonderful to be around. So finally, after 9 months, we found the perfect adopters. They came in and took her home. So sometimes we put a lot of effort into these individual dogs, and that's why it's so disheartening to see people say, I just wanted to have one litter.
And the other thing I was going to say, if you're, let's say you're getting up there in age, you're approaching my age. Oh, boy, is that getting old? That is the companionship that you need in your life. If you had a pet, a dog, a cat that passed away due to age, a couple of years ago, the time is now. Now's the time. Your heart says, hey, I want a companion. This is the thing that'll give you longevity. It'll give you happiness. It'll just satisfy so many psychological needs. So please do consider, adopting.
All right. We are here with Guru Eubanks and Stacey Kay, volunteers from County Animal Services. It's our Friday Pet of the Week. We have got Jagger, very special border collie. Photos on the Facebook page at News Talk 920 KVEC. Off we go. We've got news and traffic and pie. It must be hometown radio. Pie.
It's a wonderful day for pie. You can ask all the birds in the sky, and they'll tell you real sweet with a musical tweet.
It's a wonderful day for pie.
For pie.
For pie.
For pie.
For pie.
It's a wonderful, wonderful day.
That's right. Friday is Pie Day on Hometown Radio. Has been for years. We kick back and enjoy a slice or two of pie, courtesy of our good friends at Lynn's. You can enjoy the same pie. I would invite you, though, to go to the website first, lynnsfruitbin.com. Any number of reasons why. You can start by reading more about the Lynn family and their history on the Central Coast. You can shop at the online store. You can visit the online bakery, all sorts of snacks and treats and desserts. You can check out the menu for the main restaurant and the Easy as Pie Cafe out back. Or more to the point, Mother's Day right around the corner, you can go online and ship preserves or a pie or pies anywhere in the country just in time for Mother's Day. Everything is waiting for you at lynnsfruitbin.com. Stacy's still here. Greer's still here. Jagger's still here. Craig's still here. I'm still here. And the pie is rapidly disappearing because we all agree this is one of our favorites. And I think Aaron sent this since I'm just back from the Netherlands. We're having Dutch apple pie. Da, 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 da. Craig, one of our favorites.
Yes, it is. It is my favorite fruit pie.
It is still tied for number one overall pie for me with blueberry.
Yeah, I think we're on the same track there, too. But let's talk about this great apple filling that is crunchy, fresh apples. I think they're fresher than the ones I got at home, and I'm not even having them in the pie. You know, this is really good. This is really
good. Stacy came all the way back from Oklahoma just because she heard it was Dutch apple pie.
Yes, I did. I was very excited to get out of Oklahoma and back to paradise.
As if you needed an incentive.
This pie is paradise, too. I got to meet Aaron a few weeks ago.
Yeah, tell the story.
I went to Lynn's, and he's so welcoming. What at the restaurant, so nice. He said his name was Aaron. I thought, oh, he's the one that brings the pies on Fridays. Yeah. So we had a little chat. It was really nice. I went to Lynn's to get my tofu pot pie. It was delicious as always.
Why am I not surprised? Tofu.
So good. But this pie is so good, too. It's like the crusty crumbles on the top.
Craig, why is this one of our favorites?
Well, for me, it's the crispy, fresh, juicy apples, as Greer was mentioning.
Absolutely.
They are so crispy and crunchy. It's not mushy apples. It is crisp apples.
Yeah.
It has an amazing buttery sweetness to it.
Yeah.
You know, not a sugar sweet. Mm. And it has, everyone says, the streusel on the top, that you can just have that on your own. That stands on its own.
This is what does it for me, is the streusel.
Yeah. It is what makes this pie. And it's phenomenal. Yeah. It's just a very delicious, fresh tasting, buttery sweet apple pie.
I've never had a bad piece of Dutch mm-mm. apple pie.
Certainly not from Lynn's, for sure.
This is just like invincible.
Yeah. Now, you got to do the Lynn's, though, because you know for a fact that everything in there is fresh, especially the filling. And in this case, I mean, how can you not like crunchy apple in your apple pie? I mean, this is great. This is phenomenal. And I love the little crumbles on top, like Stacy was saying.
Me too.
It was really delicious.
Like a little cinnamon.
See, Greer is being effusive about the pie because he's lobbying for an extra piece.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, this is the best pie I've ever had.
Got that right.
What I love is, as you mentioned, the cinnamon. That it's got a dusting of cinnamon, and it has an amazing flavor, but it's not... It doesn't taste like someone's made an artificial apple pie. It doesn't have that fake apple pie taste. It is just 100% apples on their own with a little natural sugar and natural cinnamon, and it's phenomenal. And it's well-balanced, and Rini always does that, finding the balance of a real natural-tasting pie.
Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with the other apple pie, the old-fashioned apple pie that Lynn's has. But I particularly enjoy the Dutch apple because of the streusel topping.
You know, Craig, you said something that just really stands out amongst every week when you get a Lynn's apple or Lynn's pie in. The balance. They just balance all the flavors. So you really taste everything that went into making a pie.
I agree with that. It's very consistent. Every kind that I've tasted has a not too sweet, just perfect. Oh, all the different flavors go together, just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Here's the good news. You can go to your favorite local grocery store on the way home tonight. Go to the frozen pie section. All the fruit pies should be there waiting for you from Lynn's, including, yes, the Dutch apple pie. So you can get the large family sized. Or you can get the small individual serving. Actually, that pie could serve two people. Hmm. Take them home, pop them in the oven for about an hour, and you will be good to go. Or you can go up to Cambria. Weather is, well, it's going to be windy this weekend, right, Craig?
It's going to have some wind, but sunny skies.
No rain. Lots of wind. So you don't go out and walk on the beach. You just head directly to Lynn's. Have a nice lunch. Have a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. Save room for pie. I call that time well spent.
Yep.
Groovy. And you know when you get a pizza and some, the toppings fall off and you eat them, just the toppings by themselves?
Yeah, I do that.
That reminds me of this pie because of the streusel. When you serve it, a lot of that stuff on the top falls off, and I look forward to that because I can just eat that on its own.
Unless you have a dog like Jagger, and then he's ready to scoop it up.
He's very interested.
Oh, no. Are we giving any pie to the dog?
We'll see about that.
He certainly wants some.
I don't know.
Come here. Hey.
Oh,
of course. Yeah. Of course the dog likes it. Yep. Everyone likes it.
Pause
up. He's looking for more. See what you started.
So I know. This is canine approved. Lynn's pie.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet.
He's cute.
I remind you, we got, 2 weeks from Sunday? Is Mother's Day? Mm. It's on my birthday this year. Mm. I'm not going anywhere. It's pointless. Yeah. I'm just staying home. I'm going to go get a Lynn's pie, and I'm just going to stay home all weekend because there's no point going out. Everything's going to be slammed.
That sounds like a good time.
But you can keep mom in mind with a pie.
That's a great idea.
If you're going to bring her over for dinner, if you're going to her house for dinner, take a pie with you. If she lives somewhere else, ship a pie. Happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend the Dutch apple.
Yeah. Or you can call her on the phone while you're eating the pie by yourself.
Say, Mom, I wish you were here.
Yeah, Mom, this pie is delicious, and it reminds me of you. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Cruel. Yeah.
Well, it is a choice.
I'd love to talk to you more, Mom, but we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see. I'm the first one done. Stacy's almost done. Greer's got one bite left. Craig, how you doing over there?
I wiped mine out.
That's a testimony to this pie.
I'm thinking about grabbing that second piece.
You better grab it before Greer gets
in there. Greer's piece.
Yeah, you better. Greer's piece.
Well, but this is, most of the pies they send, one piece and I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Dutch apple, I don't want one now, but I could easily eat a second piece of this because of that streusel. It's addicting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was delicious. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
I don't think there's anything left on the plate for the dog to lick. I think she wiped it out.
Very little.
The dog's like, what? There's nothing
Ooh,
for
that's
me.
That's yummy.
There's nothing for me.
You good boy.
That plate looks like nothing's been on it.
I know.
It's all gone.
It's clean.
Craig, anything else you want to say about the Dutch apple pie from Lynn's?
It is phenomenal. It is well balanced, and every element stands on its own.
Stacy?
Absolutely.
I think that's my favorite, too, now. But I say that every time.
You know, you can do a blind test in the stores, folks. Have somebody take any old Dutch apple pie from somebody else and then take a Lynn's. And I can almost guarantee you Lynn's will win by weight alone. That's how much apple is in there.
They're huge.
Yeah.
They're huge.
It's weighty, weighty. And what's in it? Ingredients. Good ingredients. That's what you bought the pie for.
Quality.
Quality, yes.
Jagger really likes the pie.
Oh, yeah.
Did somebody say pie? Right. So let's put a last plea in, please, for Jagger, our very special pet of the week.
Sure.
Hand me your plates.
Okay. There you go. Okay. 2 years old. Neutered. Ready to go. Border Collie. Classic Border Collie colors. Black. A little bit of tan in there. A lot of white on the paws. You know, a little fluffy and probably about 30 pounds. Great dog, very intelligent, very bonded to his person, has a little bit of separation anxiety, which is easy to deal with. You know, simply, you know, just do a treat, walk away behind a closed door, go back in a few minutes later or seconds later and just extend that period of time and that issue will be gone. Aside from that, if you're a stay-at-home person, this dog will stay right by your side, right by it, until you're ready to go out for a little stroll or a little walk.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, what else do you want to say about Jagger?
Well, I think that's a good point, too, is if you want a companion, somebody close to you, you know, a dog that's close to you all the time, this one's going to be it. He was great. This is the first time I've met him, and he is very special, very sweet. He's coming up here and just giving me hugs and kisses. Wow.
Yeah.
So I think you would be, you know, anybody would have a fun time meeting this dog.
Yeah. Go to our Facebook page at News Talk 920 KVEC and check it out. And I just wrap this up by reminding people that they're just slammed with dogs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We've got to get some of these dogs adopted. We've got to get them into foster homes. Please, please, please don't buy a dog.
Yeah.
Don't take a dog from a puppy mill. Don't take a dog from a breeder. Just please go rescue a dog.
Yeah. By the way, we got some small ones in there now, too. We got three small Chihuahua, long-haired mixes, if you will. I think they're mostly Chihuahua. But if you're looking for something that's very small, very compact, so to speak, we got three good ones in there. I took a good look at them, and they seem to be very sweet.
All right, folks. Always good to see you. We'll see you next week.
Great to see you.
Next week
Thank you so much.
Odelay, homies.
Odelay Greer. You're listening to Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. It is the Dave Congleton Show. This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. After news at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Mr. Science. We'll look at future trends. And then at 5:05, what's on your mind, we'll find out. We'll have our Friday afternoon open line. First, though, let's head to wherever Judy Mahon is these days with the Cal Poly Small Business Development Center and Incubator Program. I've shortened her title because we don't have that much time. Judy Mahon joins us. Judy, good afternoon.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having me today.
How are you today, dear?
Really good, really good.
So do we find you downtown or do we find you at Cal Poly? Where's your office?
Oh, no, definitely downtown. We're still downtown, 872 Hygera. We're smack in the middle of downtown, above where Ross used to be, right across from the Athleta store. We have, 15,000 square feet of space up there.
I'll give you a little bit of history. Back in the day, that was where New Times was located.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's where they started.
Oh, wow.
A little bit of history. Well, yeah. Angel Con is right around the corner. It's coming up on May 2nd. This is always exciting. Let's remind folks what's happening, Judy.
Yeah, so most people know Shark Tank, so it's very, very much like a Shark Tank event. We have six phenomenal startups that are going to get up on stage, do a pitch. They're going to do a 10-minute pitch about their startup and introduce their new technology. And basically what they're pitching for is an investment from our investor group. So this is an investor group local to San Luis Obispo County. 20 people, 20 investors who have pooled money together into a fund to make this one investment into the winning startup. And this year, I'm really, really proud to announce that we've raised $215,000 to be invested in one of these startups on May 2nd.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Is there a website for more information, Judy?
Yeah, so a couple of options here. Anyone can contact me at angelconference@gmail.com. So we try to make it simple this year. Easy contact, angelconference@gmail.com. And then there's a link to purchase tickets. It's super easy, angelcon2024. www.eventbrite.com.
We'll repeat that information before we wrap this up. Where is this actually happening?
So we're at Rod and Hammer Rock. It's this really cool event space right by the airport. They do a lot of concerts. It's a great music venue. So they have a stage. There's a bar. Dinner will be served. So there's a nice opportunity to enjoy dinner outdoors, out on the patio, and network and meet the startups and meet our investors. And then we'll go inside for the show.
So the six finalists, are they local, Judy, or do they come from all over?
They are local. We do have, one company is based out of Santa Barbara. So we do work closely with Santa Barbara County as well to encourage their startups to be involved and to apply to the program.
What do the investors look for in picking their, I guess you call it the winner? What are they most interested in?
You know, funnily enough, number one, and it is absolutely the most important factor, is the founders of the company, the jockey, basically. So we're not betting on the horse, we're betting on the jockey. It's, you know, you have to have a strong team that is extremely driven, that is going to be resilient, because it's a very hard journey launching new technologies in the tech world. It's not easy, especially those first couple of years are super hard. And coachability, you know, are they responsive to advice, to support? And those are kind of the key factors, really. Yeah.
So when somebody wins, what happens? Obviously, they get $215,000, but what do you work with them to help them develop? Or do you just give them the money?
So we do give them the money. The investors get the equivalent of what you consider shares in the business, if you will, stock interest in the business. And then these companies are either clients with our Small Business Development Center, the SBDC, that is located at the Hot House in downtown SLO. And just as a reminder to everyone, the SBDC is available to any entrepreneur in the county, whether you are a startup, a small Main Street business, medium-sized business, or a large-scaling business. We work with every type of business to provide consulting services. We have 40 consultants available who can help with one-on-one consulting. So we do support them through that program. And then we also run an incubator program at the Hot House downtown. So at any given time, on average, we have 18 to 20 startups in our program that are with us full-time for 2 years. And so those startups we work with on the daily to really get them from zero to funded within the two-year time period that they're with us.
Judy Mahon is back with us, reminding us that AngelCon is right around the corner. And I often get the impression that the people doing this are like recent graduates, younger people.
Good question, yeah.
Is that a fair assessment?
Well, so no, that's the thing. That's what's really amazing. So the it's open to any founders. And honestly, we've looked at data. Data shows that the highest rate of success is with founders within the sort of age window of 45 to 50 years old, which is really interesting, because we have this assumption that you have to be, you know, drop out of college to be this successful founder, but not at all. But it is a mix. So we do have some brilliant young founders, and you'll see at the event at AngelCon, it's a really good mix. We have three companies of young 20-year-old founders, and then we have three companies of more seasoned, more experienced, further down that professional life type of founders who are, you know, in their 40s, 50s. So it's really interesting. It's a great mix.
Six finalists. How many people applied originally?
This year, we had just over 20 startups. So each year, it's a little different every year. We have between 20 to 40 startups that apply. But again, it's not so much quantity. I'm never too concerned about quantity. It's really about the quality. This year, the quality is really, really high. We have startups that are further along than they've been in the past, especially as compared to last year. So super compelling. When they're further along, that means they've already kind of validated what they're doing. There's traction. They have some early stage revenue. So it's been already a little de-risked, if you will.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Yeah. And the technologies are really cool. We have 3 companies in clean tech, 2 in med tech, and 1 in sort of a sustainability e-commerce platform. Yeah.
Well, it all sounds impressive. How many years for AngelCon now, Judy?
This is year 7.
Wow. What difference do you think you've made with this program? What's been the impact?
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, I just wrote my speech for the day of, and I was kind of looking back, actually. What's happened, you know, the last 6 years? And we've been tracking all these companies. I believe it's close to 80% are still alive and kicking, and some are actually just beyond thriving. There's about 8 of them that have gone on to raise anywhere between $1 to $20 million plus in capital funding, which is really significant. So what does that mean? You know, that they raise these huge amounts of funding, and the first thing they do is they hire, they create jobs, they use that money to fill those key roles at the company, in marketing, sales, engineering. So that's what's great. That's what's really exciting for us from a sort of economic development perspective.
All right, Judy, we're at the 1 minute mark. Let's remind folks what's happening on May 2nd.
So May 2nd, we have AngelCon. It's year 7. 6 startups are going to pitch live on stage. And our group of investors, local investors, have pulled together $215,000 to invest in 1 startup. Actually, maybe more. It'll be a surprise. We don't know.
Yeah.
They will get to decide, but they will invest all that money in 1 or 2 startups come Thursday night. It's going to be a great event. I encourage everyone to come.
And how do people find more information? What's the website, please?
Yep, angelcon2024.eventbrite.com.
That kind of says it all right. Judy Mahon, thanks for joining us. Final thoughts, please.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me. It's always great to get local support. And if you have any interest in the startup world, entrepreneurship world, come to this event. Everyone who's interested in supporting that ecosystem should come. It's going to be great for networking and as well as meeting all the startups that we're featuring next Thursday night.
Great. Have a great event, Judy. Thanks for sharing it with us. Off we go. We got news and traffic and weather. Get ready. Mr. Science is in the house. You're listening to Hometown Radio.